Hi, Lori here. Thanks for joining me in this week's podcast on how to respond when someone uses bad luck as an excuse. If you haven't checked out the weekly blog yet, we talked about not leaving your life up to sheer luck. So stop on over to leadingwithgrit.com for that. So yeah, I was talking with a longtime client of mine, Charlie, who happens to be in the architectural field, and he was asking me how to deal with people like his peers, direct reports, even personal friends and family who they'll use bad luck as an excuse. Charlie has become so aware, so now he can really easily pick things out, and he wants to help others become aware too. So, you know, the key really is in a person's intent. So in this case, Charlie wants to help others become aware. You can imagine, though, that some people might just be frustrated or irritated with the excuses and just want the person to shut up or go away. If you think of how you feel in each of those opposing situations, you'll probably notice a big difference in your emotional state. You know, if you want to help someone, how you feel versus if you're irritated with someone, how you feel, and then how your words might come out differently. So the first thing that we have to do is be aware of our own thoughts and beliefs. You know, it's the same kind of philosophy. We've got to watch how we're thinking and the assumptions we might be making about a person and their behavior. You know, are we irritated? We're maybe taking it personally. If you can't get to a place of wanting to help, it might be best to just change the subject and let it go. When we preach or yell at someone, typically, if they can even hear you, they'll only resist. It's not effective. So when we can get our intent aligned where we want to help, then we can offer something of value to that other person. The tone of our voice, the patience, the genuine caring will come through. What you say or do will vary depending on the person and the situation. You might use humor to lighten things up. For example, you know, you might start singing that old hee-haw song by Roy Clark. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Or maybe you might be more direct and kind and say, hey, you know, if you leave it up to luck, you might keep getting those results. You might ask the person a question to get them aware. Hey, have you thought about turning your luck around? So whatever method you use, when your intent is really aligned, you're not going to have to worry so much about the exact thing that you say. What you say will come naturally. It's the energy behind what you say that will make a big difference. Remember, awareness is a gift, so give it kindly. It's up to that other person to do something with it, to make a change if they want to. Being able to let go of the outcome is really important too. If you're too attached to thinking that, you know, what you say should make a huge difference in this person's life, it might be time to ask yourself why. Most of the time when this happens to me, I have to admit that it's my ego creeping in, trying to take over. It can be tricky because that ego wears a mask of, I care so much. And often what really happens is I'm making it more about me. You know, we're making it more about us than we are about them. So, you know, I mentioned in the blog that this has a lot to do with grit. Remember, following grit can help you know your truth, be in integrity, respect yourself and others, and be generous with helping other people with awareness. So hey, thanks for joining me again this week. And if you have any comments about this podcast or questions for future topics, please go ahead and submit them at leadingwithgrit.com. And visit our social networks because we've got some really cool special book giveaways going on. We're so excited to see that Leading with Grit was released early last Friday on Amazon. So thanks, and I hope to have you with me next week again. Cheers.